An Exxon oil tanker that lost power Sunday while leaving Alaska's Prince William Sound is underway again. Coast Guard Lieutenant Herbert Law says the tanker Kodiak departed early this morning from a safe harbor at Knowles Head, where the tugboats had towed the 831-foot vessel. The tanker departed from Port Valdez early Sunday morning but lost power when an aft steam generator overheated. Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council spokesman Stan Jones says these types of incidents are exactly why the RCAC is pushing to preserve the use of escort tugs for tankers.
The reason that they're at risk is the federal law that governs all of this only requires them for single-hull tankers. And within a few years, single-hull tankers will be banned from U.S. waters, and all tankers will have double hulls. And then the question of escorts will be up in the air because federal law is silent on that point.
Jones says last year the Alaska legislature approved a resolution calling for the escorts to continue, and the U.S. House passed the Coast Guard Authorization Act in October with language that would do that.
And now that same measure is before the Senate, and we're doing all we can to get the language included in the Senate version of the Coast Guard bill so that it will end up in the final version, whatever that may be. And we're getting good support from both of our Alaska senators, Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski, and we're highly optimistic that this will make it into the final Coast Guard bill.
Jones says Sunday's problems with the Kodiak are exactly why the tug system needs to continue.
This was a double-hull tanker. It did have a failure on board that could have put it at risk of going aground and causing a repeat of the Exxon Valdez spill, if not something worse. But the tugs were right there, and they did their job in an exemplary fashion.
He says the tugs hooked up to the Kodiak within minutes of being alerted to its power loss. Jones says there are no federal laws that mandate a tanker leave service at a certain age, and the Kodiak is a fully redundant tanker, meaning there is a backup for all necessary systems. But he says the Kodiak was built in 1978 and appears to be the oldest tanker in the system.
Having 30-plus-year-old tankers in the system is a concern, and the way to address it is just with watchfulness, since there's no way to get them out of the system under federal law.
The Kodiak will head to San Francisco to offload its oil, then go to Seattle for repairs. The tanker is carrying about 613,000 barrels, or more than 25 million gallons, of crude oil.